SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Governor General renews call for JPs to help fight crime. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. These and more coming up in today's program. Do stay with us. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen has renewed his call for Justices of the Peace, JPs, to contribute to crime fighting and make themselves available for the protection of the nation's children. Addressing JPs in the parish of Kingston recently, the Governor General called on JPs not to simply complain about crimes occurring in their communities.
Condemning the evil is not enough. We have to form a united front in support of the security and law enforcement authorities to defeat this pandemic.
Sir Patrick Allen is also urging JPs to give support to organizations that are mentoring children and standing against corruption. He says crime works against programs geared at development and a better quality of life for citizens and damages the country's reputation for peace.
Crime is undoubtedly the strongest deterrent to Jamaica's development. Corruption also hinders prosperity and sometimes fatally. Corruption, of course, poisons our society. Too many of our people, including our young people, have become lotto scammers. Murder and other violent crimes rob us of productive citizens and children with enormous potential. These crimes tarnish our country's investment and tourism profile and cause the best laid plans for development to stagnate.
The Governor General is calling on JPs to get more involved in the transformation of Jamaica and to be courageous in tackling the ills of society.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
On the Vision 2030, the goal is to provide quality and timely health care for the mental, physical, and emotional well-being of all Jamaicans. Log on to vision2030.gov.gm for more information. And now for our glimpse of Jamaica.
Nobody looks after how many corn just by looking after the grains, or they just go to the supermarket and they buy a bag of hominy corn and they go home and make porridge. We had to look after the hominy corn ourselves. When the corn is dry, you get some lye ashes. It is just the ashes from the wood. You get that and you throw water on it. After a while, you strain off that water. Strain off the water and you throw it on the dry corn. It stays there for a little and soaks. So you can get off the skin. Now you take a knife and you just get off the little, you call it skin, but it's just a little part of the corn that you won't need, you know. You get off that. So grain by grain, we used to have to pick it. And after you pick it, then you crack it. And it looks just like the corn that you buy in the supermarket. I'm Maple. I'm from St. Anne.
And you too can share your memories with us. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.